USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A 32-year-old French journalist was killed in eastern Ukraine covering a Ukrainian evacuation for a French broadcaster. Frédéric Leclerc-Imoff was fatally hit by a shell shrapnel near a key city in the Donbas region. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the journalist on Twitter, saying he was in the war-torn country to show the reality of the war. European leaders agreeing to a partial embargo on Russian oil. The compromise only bans oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline. The embargo covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, so says officials, cutting what they call a huge source of financing for its war machine. The bear and the bull took a rest for Memorial Day, keeping the doors of Wall Street closed for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The first two funerals out of 21 began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. The service is taking place as more questions are emerging about how police responded. State Senator Roland Gutierrez telling NBC News that there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I've not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in the school.
Gutierrez adds from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence. The Porsche that he was driving was hit by another vehicle in Northern California's wine country. The 82-year-old could face misdemeanor charges, including DUI. He was released on $5,000 bail. A spokesperson for Speaker Pelosi says that she will not be commenting on the matter. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Officials in Turkey telling the U.S. it wants concrete steps from Finland and Sweden if they were to consider the two countries' NATO bids.
Turkey has rejected their bids because they say those nations harbor people that are deemed terrorists by Turkey. A spokesman for Turkey said Sweden and Finland must take concrete steps regarding terrorist organizations that threaten Turkey's national security. Both Sweden and Finland say they condemn terrorism and are open to dialogue. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first hurricane has made landfall from the Pacific this season. Hurricane Agatha made landfall Monday 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Torrential rains and howling winds whipped palm trees and forced tourists and residents to seek shelter. National emergency officials say they assembled a task force of more than 9,300 people for the area, and more than 200 shelters were opened as forecasters warned of dangerous storm surge and flooding from heavy rains. Actor Johnny Depp surprised concertgoers in the United Kingdom with a performance Sunday night. He took the stage alongside Jeff Beck at a show at Sheffield City Hall. The performance comes as Depp is awaiting a verdict in Virginia at his $50 million defamation trial against his ex-wife and actor Amber Heard. Later this week, it'll be the Boston Celtics taking on the Golden State Warriors in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.